This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1014. 3 reasons your writing scores are below band 7.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, we kick off Writing Month here at IELTS Energy. In this first episode, you'll find out the 3 most common reasons that students get stuck at a band 6 or lower for their IELTS writing scores, so you don't make the same mistakes.
Hello, Aubrey. Welcome to Writing Month.
Hi, yes, I'm excited it's writing month. What month should be writing month?
guys, we are very focused on writing this month. If you haven't heard, we are making a brand new writing-only package because we have been asked so often by students to do this because they're like, listen, my other scores are fine. But writing, I'm stuck at writing. So many people come to us and they might have like 7s or 8s in other categories, and then they can't get past a 6 in writing. So we're going to talk about why that is today, guys. 3 reasons why students get stuck in writing with lower scores. But before we get to that, Aubrey, how can students get into this new writing program?
Yes, it is by invitation only, guys. So you need to get on our list at allearsenglish.com/writingwise, W-I-S-E. So yes, it's not something that's going to be available forever. It's something we've never done before. So if you're interested, if writing is the score that's holding you back for the IELTS exam, sign up today, guys, allearsenglish.com/writingwise.
Awesome. I'm so excited for this to be open. It's going to open very soon, guys. Remember, it's not going to be available to everybody. You have to get on that list. Okay, so 3 reasons why people are stuck in writing. Why do people get stuck at a 5.5, a 6, a 6.5? Getting more than that 7 feels impossible sometimes. So, Aubrey, why do you think that is?
I think the first reason is if students don't understand the scoring system. So they can write practice essays all day long, but they don't have any idea what those essays would score because they don't really know how the scoring system breaks down.
Yes, exactly, exactly. You know, sometimes we'll get a student who is so excited to meet with us for writing that they'll submit essays before completing the writing module. You know, has that happened to you, Aubrey?
Yes, definitely. And I'll immediately say, you know what? You need to finish the 3 keys writing module first, then submit an essay. And because they're usually scoring a 5, maybe a 6, and they're making mistakes that they could easily fix once they have these strategies. And then we can focus on, okay, now that you're using the strategies, what can you do to boost your score even higher?
Exactly. So it's more personalized. But guys, you have to know everybody needs this information if they're going to get a 7 or higher. And it's difficult to find this information on your own because this is real insider stuff. Like, for sure, you can improve your vocabulary by yourself. You could probably improve your grammar by yourself. But the 2 other categories, and this is why students get stuck below a 7, because they can't score highly in task or cohesion coherence. Because these 2 categories, guys, are so unique to IELTS. They're not explained on any other exam or in any academic class, right? They're unique. So in order to get a 7 or higher for task, what has to happen? What does the examiner need to see in a task 2 essay?
Right. You have to have your opinion. It has to be clearly and directly stated throughout the essay. And you have to have strong reasons that are supported by details and examples. And if you don't have those 2 things, you cannot score a 7.
Exactly. And like, You have to stick to the question. I think sometimes, you know, people want to go off on other tangents or whatever. In real life, if you're writing a 3,000 word research paper, maybe you can take some side trips, but you can't on IELTS, guys. So, like, that comes back to having a system. You really need a system of strategies to keep you on track when you're writing your essay. So again, guys, that is included in the new writing program. Now, the second category, cohesion, coherence, right? Now, some students are already using linking words and transition phrases, but they're gonna be easy. They're gonna be like, firstly, for example, secondly, on one hand, on the other hand, and they're repetitive, they're low level, they're boring. Guys, that's not enough to get a 7 or higher. The examiner must see a variety of high level transition phrases that are organizing your ideas clearly. So guys, these are two ways that you need to dive in order to improve that writing score. Now, the second reason that people score more, score lowly on the exam is just, it comes back to how do you write a body paragraph? And this sounds, it sounds sort of elementary, like it can sound sort of simple. But it's not. It's not. What do we need to know about writing a strong body paragraph? Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to IELTS Energy. Guys, we are so excited to bring you this brand new writing program. Get on this exclusive list so you can be the first invited when it's open, guys, which will be very, very soon. So get your name on that list so you don't miss it. Sign up allearsenglish.com/writingwise. That's WRITINGWISE. allearsenglish.com/writingwise.
Every sentence, you guys, has to support the sentence that came before it, right? The structure has to be very clear so that you provide a reason and strong supporting details and examples. If you have extra sentences that are unrelated or only vaguely related but not supporting the reasons you're giving, then your score will be, it can't be higher than a 7, right? It has to be really clearly fully supported.
Exactly. Exactly. So this is the logic that we need to learn, right? I like to present a body paragraph image like a funnel, right? It starts off very wide at the top and gets more narrow as it continues. The topic sentence that starts a body paragraph, it's a general statement, right? But in every subsequent sentence, you get more and more specific, right? Everything is linked together logically and supportively, right? This goes towards making the examiner experience easy, right? As a reader, I shouldn't have to stop and reread your body paragraph to figure out what you're saying. It should be obvious what you want to communicate in every sentence. So the ideas should be simple and clear. The way you write about them, the vocab and grammar, that's complicated. That's fancy. But the ideas themselves have to be simple and clear, guys. And this comes back to brainstorming. So when you are brainstorming for essays, guys, just make sure that your ideas are well supported. You are thinking of reasons with clearly connected examples before you even write your essay, right? Because that's the foundation of a good body paragraph. Okay, so what is the third reason why we see students get poor scores on writing?
We'll often see students when they write a body paragraph, instead of having, you know, one clear idea or reason that's supported, they'll have a bunch of ideas. Like they read the topic and they had so many great ideas and they want to include all of them. And the problem is you just don't have time to do that. So then it ends up being confusing and nothing is supported and you don't end up with those clear extended ideas that you need for the 7 or higher.
Exactly. And you know what, guys? This is also true for the rest of the essay, for the introduction and conclusion, right? I think sometimes students come up with such great ideas. You guys have so many great ideas. And so if you don't fit them in the body, sometimes you're like, try and sneak them in the conclusion, or maybe in the introduction, you're so excited to express your ideas that you'll throw them out there right away. We can't let this excitement and pride get in the way of a well-organized essay. It's awesome that you have so many thoughts. That's fantastic. But they're not going to help your essay.
Right, exactly. Right? If you're throwing new ideas into the conclusion, there's no time, there's no room to support those ideas. And any idea, new idea you have that you're not supporting is actually just going to bring your score down. So that's a really good point, Jessica. Don't let all of your great ideas end up backfiring on you.
Exactly. Totally. Okay, guys. So if you want to get into the writing program, so these three reasons do not hold you back, get on the list, guys. Remember, this is an exclusive invite-only writing program. So get on the list, allearsenglish.com/writingwise. That's WRITINGWISE, writing wise. Get on the list, guys, and you'll be the first to know when this program is open. Okay, come back, guys. We are going to be talking about writing in much of the month this April, because that is the theme we're on right now. So come back to the next episode, guys, and learn more about writing.
Yes, awesome. I'll see you for the next writing installment, Jessica.
Awesome. Have a good day, Aubrey.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.